Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We are talking about what has happened to Donald Trump on social media. And there were plenty of, you know, canaries in the coal mine on this. Chris Cantwell, of course, was probably one of the earlier ones. Of people on the right who have been targeted by these platforms for not having an opinion that is popular with the platform, I guess, and being taken down. It was happening all over the place over the last several years, but now they're really showing their power, and they're taking down the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Trump has been permanently banned from Twitter. Which is, of course, his favorite thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
What is he doing now? I mean, last night, nobody, you were joking, and it might have been true, but what had happened was Trump had been, he had had a temporary suspension from Twitter initially a few days ago, and that was being reported on. And your joke last night was that Trump wanted to get back on Twitter so bad he was willing to make a video conceding the election.
Yeah,
because he came back onto Twitter and posted that video.
I'm just thinking, like, it would be funny if he actually ended up being, this ended up being his most productive 2 weeks in the history of his...
Because he's not distracted with Twitter.
Yeah, he's not distracted with Twitter. Maybe we'll get those pardons, for Ross and, you know, a bunch of other people that we want.
Well, I appreciate your optimism, but I'm not expecting it.
Yeah, yeah. It's all overly optimistic. Yeah. I'll give you that.
If he cared, he could have done it long before now.
Yeah, sure.
Right. But, you know, who knows what he will do as a result of this. I mean, his video last night, some people were saying, it's a deep fake or whatever, because he threw his own supporters under the bus.
Yeah.
Right? He said that he was going to see them prosecuted. That the people who were there, that were inside the Capitol, he was calling for their, you know, full prosecution. And, you know, saying that he gives up, that he, you know, even though he doesn't agree with the election, he's going to give up power and power is going to transition and all that. And boom, it's over. So he conceded. And yet within 24 hours, he's now been banned from Twitter permanently. Now, get this. There's an explanation here, because if you look at what Trump actually posted, he only posted two tweets. Apparently, since he came back. So there was the video and then two more tweets.
Okay.
And the tweets were as follows. Quote, the 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America first, in caps, and also in caps, and make America great again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form. With 3 exclamation marks.
Yeah, he was wrong on that.
That was tweet number one. And then after that, he said, quote, to all of those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Which is an interesting thing for him to say, because is this the first time that a former president has not attended the inauguration of the subsequent president? Because they've always done it the whole time I've been alive.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I know it's that's the tradition.
It's
like,
the tradition.
What you do, but
the left wing comes to support the right wing. The right wing comes to support the left wing, because at the end of the day, they're all statists.
They
all believe in the same religion.
It's about continuing the transition of government.
That's correct. And he's the only one in my lifetime who has made a statement like that. Now, to me, I just take that at face value. But Twitter has an interpretation of these statements. According to CNN, Twitter said the tweet concerning the inauguration could be viewed as a further statement that the election was not legitimate. It also
It's not about inciting violence.
No, it's not.
It's about questioning the election.
And it's about inciting violence. There's more. Twitter also said the tweet could be interpreted as Trump saying the inauguration would be a safe target for violence because he won't be attending.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? Are
a
you
fish
serious?
Could be interpreted as being a bicycle, dude, but it would be being wrongly interpreted.
If the guy wanted, you know, if he wanted to incite violence, he could have actually come out and incited violence, right?
He could,
like,
do it like James
the president.
Does. He could be like, sure would be bad if somebody, you know, smashed his head up against the pavement, you know?
Right?
Like, that's not calling for violence. But it's coming real close. He doesn't do that.
No.
They say that Trump's other statement about American patriots suggested that, quote, he plans to continue support, empower, and shield those who believe he won the election, said Twitter.
Even that's even not, the ones who
that's not
he
violence.
Threw under the bus?
That's not, that's not advocating for violence by any stretch of the imagination, because most of the people who, you know, were supporting him were not advocating for violence.
Right, so it's both about the election and it's about violence. So it's about denying the certified state, approved results of the state-approved religious exercise of voting and all this. So that's one of them. And then it's, oh my God, Trump's calling for people to bomb the inauguration.
That's absurd.
Wow.
Nowhere in anything he said was that even remotely
just admit it. You wanted to ban Trump.
Yeah.
Just say it.
You're just using it as an excuse, and you're making up and you're twisting what he said.
They could have just said, we hate this guy. We don't want him here. Banned.
Yeah.
But no, they had to do this ridiculous
contorting.
Yeah, they have contorting.
To somehow justify censorship is what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's your update on Trump's latest ban. Now, there's more. PayPal and Shopify, according to CNET.com, are removing Trump-related accounts. Official MAGA merchandise is no longer for sale through Shopify from Trump-associated stores, and an account that supported Trump supporters who traveled to D.C. has been deactivated. Online commerce and payment services.
Somebody needs to tell them about Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, because Bitcoin has an $11 average transaction fee now.
Shopify actually has support for cryptocurrencies in their plugin system.
Really?
So you can actually accept cryptocurrency through it.
Not if they cancel your account.
That's correct. That's correct. But it's interesting because we actually know people who, I don't know what t-shirts are on the Free Talk Live store, but... Mm-hmm.
You mean liberty-minded.com?
Liberty-minded, yeah. But
we don't have our own store. That's
sorry,
the official
correction. Yes,
store.
So the store in which you can get Free Talk Live t-shirts and other merchandise
is Shopify. He's got that.
Is on Shopify, and there are things that are not lefty; they're more righty that could end up getting banned. The store. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
They've removed stores affiliated with Donald Trump from its platform, and payment processor PayPal shut down an account raising funds for Trump supporters who traveled to Washington, D.C. The moves come the day after the U.S. Capitol situation happened. So you've got Trump being taken down on social media, Trump supporters selling merchandise being taken down from places like PayPal, and then they go on in, some history of how certain shops have taken down right-wingers over time. If you want to comment here, maybe you've seen these things happening in your life, you want to jump into the discussion, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. PayPal said the group raising money for Trump supporters called Joy and Liberty violated its rules, saying PayPal carefully reviews accounts to ensure our services are used in line with our long-standing policy. We don't allow PayPal services to be used to promote hate, violence, or other forms of intolerance. The same policy applies to Venmo, which they also listed as a payment option.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I was kicked off both of those for selling Bitcoin.
Yeah, PayPal was the other one that was kicking people off here. So
yeah, they only want you to buy Bitcoin from PayPal.
And then you can't do anything with it except sell it back to
them. That's true. That's
at
true.
Whatever price they want.
It's purported Bitcoin.
But PayPal is also implementing a policy to kick people off that supported Trump or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about here.
Right, I know.
So that's basically that story. Just another example of how this trend is continuing of people being deplatformed all the way up to the president himself. But now let's talk about what happened, or it is happening, to Gab. Gab, the alternative social media platform that is the most popular of all the Mastodon platforms out there. So again, we are talking about Mastodon as this alternative, and it's a good one that's was created by some socialists.
Humorously.
But they didn't realize that the thing that they made could be used by the people on the right, apparently.
Yeah.
And they got mad about it when Gab decided to take Mastodon. And
it's a tweak on socialism.
And use it. So we'll talk about what happened to the guy who created Gab, because he's got a story to tell. If you want to join us, you can. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
The left wing crackdowns on free speech, or even the semblance of it, have continued to intensify even as we've been doing this show. We just got a heads up from one of our listeners out there, Will, who says that now apparently the purported free speech centralized platform Parler, spelled P-A-R-L-E-R, which has gotten some news coverage in recent months as sort of another right-wing alternative. So it was Gab. Gab was, you know, the hot thing 4 years ago, and now this Parler thing's got a lot of buzz. I haven't bothered with it. I just don't care about centralized, you know, social media platforms.
Yeah, me either.
They don't do anything for me generally, but... They've apparently been taken down from both Apple and Google's Play Store. So the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, I just verified it myself. You cannot, I don't have Apple, but I did check Google, yeah, and it's not there.
And there's something else to point out. Even when Apple has something that you want to use, like, say, Telegram, Telegram has restricted channels that aren't available through the iPhone,
right.
iOS.
You can't
platform.
Get them on iOS.
Right. You can install Telegram, but you can't connect to certain rooms.
Right, whatever those might be. Maybe they're for sharing wares, or maybe they're terrorism channels, or whatever. But
or maybe,
you know,
they're just
No. They're
anti-communists.
Is there a list of them somewhere?
So the ones that are like terrorism or
Telegram
piracy,
will generally take down terrorism channels.
Take down,
but they don't take down piracy ones, I've heard.
They will take down piracy channels when they're ordered to by a court, and they have.
But they can't be.
I don't know
US.
If it's everywhere, but they have taken down channels on Android and other platforms too. But Apple forces them to blacklist certain channels. Mm. So there are certain channels that are still on Telegram, but not available
through
Telegram.
Is there a list of those channels somewhere? Has Telegram posted a list of the channels that iOS doesn't allow? That would be interesting to see.
I've seen screenshots of messages from people that I know who have tried to connect to channels on the iOS platform, and it's come up with a message saying this is like blocked or something like that, I believe.
Dug up a copy of the app itself from an Apple. If we dug out the
Apple bans the release of source code
file, then we could.
I don't know. I don't know if that's possible because Apple like bans the release of source code for its apps on its platform. Now there's already source code available.
You can't
You
can't release an open source app.
Something like
that.
App-form? Yeah, it can't be like licensed under GPL and stuff. And
Pavel Durov commented in October. So Pavel Durov is the founder of Telegram. He's the supposed Russian anarchist who created Telegram. According to Softpedia.com, the Telegrams was told if they don't ban three specific channels, now obviously that list could expand, right?
But
they were told that if they don't ban three channels, the app would be banned from the Apple App Store. Durov suggested, indicating there's a good chance his company would just comply with the request. He said, Apple's requesting we shut down three channels used by the people of Belarus to expose the identities of their oppressors, Durov revealed. Their concern is that publishing the personal information of law enforcers and propagandists may incite violence. So Apple's doing the bidding of the Belarusian government in this case.
Apple's a terrible company, and I would highly recommend not doing business with them.
Absolutely.
For so many reasons.
Or they just believe that once somebody's been recognized by the United Nations, that they should be able to do whatever they want to people and never be held accountable.
Right.
Because governments are magic.
Yeah, it's okay if the Belarusian government attacks their own people and uses violence against them, but oh my god, if somebody uses a Telegram channel to, you know, plot back.
Yeah.
Imagine if they defended themselves. Wouldn't that be awful?
But one of the reasons I don't look up to Telegram as much as I maybe would is because explicitly I would have chosen the other route and been like, okay, you don't want us on your platform, goodbye.
Yeah.
And let people think the iPhone actually has like a market share.
It's only a tenth, right?
But it's like really tiny at this point. Basically, Android, it took a little bit, it took more time to get off the ground. And at one point, the iPhone did have a more sizable percentage of the market, but it's basically nothing now. So
Durov said,
Google is evil, and I don't like Google, and they're probably.
I agree.
They withdrew that policy.
At least you can.
But they're not nearly as evil as Apple.
Yeah, at least with the at least with Android phones, you can go and install a third-party app store and or mm-hmm. the packages directly from the publisher. So,
or you can just root the thing and wipe off the Google stuff entirely.
Right, exactly. And Apple goes out of its way to stop you from rooting your phone.
Telegram's founder said, quote, "I think the situation is not black and white and would rather leave the channels be, but typically Apple doesn't offer much choice for apps like Telegram in such situations. Unfortunately, I assume these channels will end up getting blocked on iOS, but remain available on other platforms." And that is one of the nice things about Telegram as far as it is available cross-platform. And it's not just Apple and Google. It's also available for Linux. It's available for Windows.
Desktop.
You know, desktop platforms as well. And there's way less control over those, right?
Yeah. Like I will say I would much rather people use Telegram than, what are some other ones? What's WhatsApp?
Oh, that's terrible. It's owned by Facebook.
Yeah, or Facebook.
WhatsApp is Facebook.
Yeah, right. But Facebook and Facebook Messenger or something, too.
They have their own Messenger,
and
yes, that's right.
I'm trying to think some of the other ones,
but
or
WhatsApp
Signal, maybe.
WhatsApp is also starting to feed data to Facebook in a way that they didn't do before, mm-hmm. and there has been
because they weren't owned by Facebook in the beginning. Facebook bought.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Right. And for a few years they didn't ruin them,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like Facebook has decided to ruin them now,
of course.
Which has caused a big uptick in Signal downloads and in Telegram downloads.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on this, Chris, that obviously the way to go, ideally, is to run your own server, but not everybody has that capability. Maybe you don't trust the people who are running the server, but definitely Matrix is the best way, right?
Yeah.
Like, Matrix is the best bet as far as decentralization, federation, getting out from underneath the corporations and their control. But, you know, once again, if iOS goes to Element, which is the Matrix client that you can download for your phone, they could do the exact same thing, right? They could say...
I don't even know if they would allow Matrix in the App Store because they're banning federated apps.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right? So, like...
I don't know.
Matrix is the best solution, but if you can't get your hands on the client, you're SOL.
Yeah,
well,
I mean...
You can get rid of
Apple
phone.
Yeah,
right.
That's the only option.
Dump Apple. I mean, why would anybody... Run!
I love how we have four people in the room and we're all agreeing with each other.
Yeah.
Why would anybody run a system? What if Straight Talk said, we're going to control who you can talk to mm-hmm. on your phone and what you can say.
I'm sorry, you can't dial that number.
Straight Talk in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why people, you know, they use devices that work against their own interests. It's like,
they probably don't know.
You're right. But even when you tell people about it, mm-hmm. it's like there's a lot of people that just don't care. I mean, it's like... what's it going to take? I mean, if you don't understand that right now, it doesn't affect you, but tomorrow it will.
Yeah.
Alternatives. It's very difficult to escape. I haven't managed to get a phone that I can run anything but Android on, and Android is my enemy. Yeah. I feel like my phone is an enemy in my pocket.
I know,
but you can root it and put on Lineage OS or something like that.
Not unless you have certain very expensive phones.
No, almost all the Androids.
There's some pretty cheap ones, $200 you can
do. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump's account on Friday, saying he had repeatedly violated its policies on glorification of violence. Former acting director of national intelligence under President Trump, Rick Grenell, says social media and big tech have been against the president for a long time. Grenell also saying,
"This is a different Washington, D.C., and the people in Washington, D.C., and I would include the media and the politicians and the bureaucrats, they have this kind of feeding frenzy right now. And that's not what's happening out in the real world."
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. It looks like there could be a new strain of the coronavirus here in the United States. The second strain could be even more contagious than the one found in the U.K. USA Radio News. Secret Service officials are installing secure fencing around the White House. Officials say they have requested an unscalable barrier to be put up until Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th. Boeing is agreeing to settle criminal charges over their 737 MAX aircraft.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
There we go. Sorry about that. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
Hey, Chris. We're going to continue. We will take your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the crackdown on online speech. We're seeing it come from these mega corporations like Twitter and Facebook. We know that's it's been going on. We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
Here on Free Talk Live and encouraging our listeners to get off of these platforms. Migrate your way off. If Trump were smart, he would have seen the writing on the wall. If he hadn't seen it prior to the election season, it should have been pretty obvious once they started flagging his posts and restricting them and, you know, putting these warnings on them. Should have seen the writing on the wall and said, I should open up my own Mastodon server or go get an account on Gab. I mean,
I just realized what something that would be great fun, which is to hack your browser so that it so that when there was a Facebook warning on a post, mm-hmm. it said something like, Facebook has determined that this post is not left-wing.
That would be funny.
So therefore, it's not acceptable.
Yes.
Right. So what he could have done is he could have launched his own account on maybe his own server. He could certainly afford to run his own server. He could afford to hire
sure.
an IT guy to do this. So he could totally have had his own Trump Mastodon if he wanted to. Had his own post right at the top of the website, maybe, you know.
Maybe that's the outcome of this, is maybe he will finance a social media platform. He could certainly finance mm-hmm. one and give it a start to become and he could provide them with millions of
users. He would be able to get the word out about it because he could get an appearance on Fox News or whatever. And
other thing is that he should be doing is he should not only get on Mastodon, but he should get on Mastodon and encourage all of his followers to tweet whatever he says. Bridget. And that's the kind of system that our caller earlier was talking about. He could easily start bridging to Twitter. And does Twitter want to kick 75 million users off?
That's
how's
a lot of users.
That going to affect their bottom line?
Just to give you a perspective, there's 320 million people in the United States. That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
think about it, they're not all on Twitter, so it's an even bigger percentage than you would otherwise think.
Yeah, if you still have an account on these big platforms, use it to get the word out about your new account on the other one. So when you start a Mastodon account, just put it up there. Put a pinned post on your existing social media saying, hey, I'm migrating off of Twitter. I'm migrating off of Facebook. You don't have to delete your account right away, but, give your friends and family an opportunity to know what's happening to you and where you're going and why. And that way, if the hammer comes down on your account, at least you had a head start. You had a head start to be able to say, okay, well, I'm over here. I'm establishing this thing.
It's way better than... way better to do that than to wait until after they've already suspended your account.
Then it gets harder to get the word out of
it. Right, right.
If you're Donald Trump, people will pay attention to you. But, where do I go if I want to see what Donald Trump's saying right now? I mean, not that I care that much, but, I'm honestly curious.
I'd like to know what he's saying, really.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
He's entertaining, but more importantly, it's like... I'd like to know how he's responding to just this issue that we're talking about.
I've never followed him, and I've never wanted to follow him until now.
Yeah.
I
actually did have a follow for him. I follow a number of politicians who I don't agree with.
I don't have to agree with him to want to hear what he has to say, but I've never had any reason to want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, he's the first politician who I've ever followed just because he's entertaining.
He's a monster in a lot of ways, but he's a world-class troll.
Did any other presidents prior to him actually even have, a social media type account?
Barack Obama certainly did. Whether he was the actual tweeter is another question.
Interesting.
It could have been one of his staff, right?
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Probably
I can't
was.
Imagine Obama.
But Trump really
Trump
is
definitely
tweeting.
Definitely is really
because they've seen him on his phone and then seen a tweet So Apple and Google have told free speech social media app, quote-unquote free speech, social media app Parler, because all these centralized apps that claim to be free speech, I'm going to take that with a grain of salt, because as soon as somebody shows up there that's too controversial or whatever, they're going to be you're done.
Well, the other thing is, if they're a corporation, then as soon as somebody shows up with a court order...
I would go so far as to say you can't be pro-free speech and offer a central or social media platform... because they're just in conflict with each other. I mean, you're going to eventually have to censor somebody.
Somebody's going to go too far.
Because of a court order.
Yeah.
Unless it's decentralized, you're not really providing a platform that's really pro-free speech, even if you are pro-free speech.
And that's why I say self-hosting is the only answer in the end.
I mean, decentralization is probably the answer.
Even a self-host would be targeted by a court order.
Right, because your hosting company could potentially kick you off, too. So you really need to have it decentralized, because a decentralized platform is going to have that copy, but so will hundreds or thousands of other servers as well. And even if they kick you off, your host kicks you off because of a court order, then you're not going to get that message, taken off all the other hundreds or thousands of servers.
So a good example of that would be a blockchain-based platform,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, say, Twitch, which yep. is based on the BSV, the Bitcoin SV blockchain, where you can post photographs and you can post, you know, whatever content, as I understand it, that you want to. I have experimented with it. Now, while Twitch itself is a centralized website, they're using that blockchain, so anyone else could take the same data from the blockchain and have that in their app, so on and so forth. So that's probably your best bet in that case.
And there's also the old school protocols. I mean, NNTP was the platform that interpreted the statement that the net interprets censorship as damage and routes around it.
To some degree. There was and is censorship on it still, but yeah.
There are anti-spam efforts.
It's more than anti-spam.
But those have to be widespread.
It's more than anti-spam. I forget exactly what they were doing, but I think even like way back, even I don't know about the 90s, but like maybe post 2000, there were definitely servers that you could connect to, but they wouldn't have, there would be certain groups that obviously wouldn't be imported or hosted or whatever for reasons that I don't want to get into, but
I doubt that any server out there carried every Usenet group in existence.
Yeah, but there's...
But if you were running your own NNTP server, you could connect to a number of different other NNTP servers, and you could collect the whole
sure.
set, except that nobody sure. in the world has enough hard drive space to store the whole thing.
I would agree with you. It's a better system. I'm just thinking more of, well, what would your average individual do? Average individual user do, and they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna be running their own NTP server, so they're gonna be censored.
Well, but you know, they don't be the average person. Then that's
NTP.
But a totally decentralized solution would solve that problem, right?
And really, you could actually solve it very easily by embedding an NNTP server in your NNTP client.
We're getting too deep into the weeds.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Yeah, sorry. You guys have a problem doing that. Good thing I'm sitting here because...
Yes, please stop us when we get too technical.
Stop me!
NNTP is news groups, and that's an old internet thing that was, I think, at the beginning, basically.
It's still around,
to the beginning.
Actually.
It is still there.
People still use it for...
You can still find them.
For, like, piracy and
Are
stuff
they still
like
doing
that.
Wares on news
yeah.
groups?
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah, that's really a thing.
So, you can learn more about that on your own time. just search for it.
But if I'm here and you're here, isn't it our time?
Apple and Google have now banned the Parler app, saying that Google suspended them from the Play Store, saying, quote, continued posting in the Parler app that seeks to incite ongoing violence in the U.S. So basically they're saying they want Parler to crack down on what people are saying on their apps, or else they don't get listed on the App Store.
They can't question whether the election was legitimate.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. Free talk.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. For now, we're still here, still able to speak. So we're going to keep doing it. Even though we were just looking at a local activist group called Absolute Defiance, they're the ones that have been doing a lot of the governor's protests outside the governor's house that some of us have been to. And they have had multiple members have their accounts be taken down just tonight by Facebook and being given no specific reason why, just that they're something they posted. This is what Facebook actually said. Something you posted.
That's what they always say.
We know why.
They always say to me.
It's because that group is certainly not left. And anybody who's not left is being censored right now.
The thing is,
they're being a target. They're being attacked.
As left as it is right, because back in the day, pre-Trump, there were a lot of leftists who didn't trust Big Pharma.
And now they're lining up for their shots.
What happened to the leftists who didn't trust Big Pharma? They used to be out there. What, have they changed their minds? Have they embraced, you know, Merrick and Upjohn?
Well, now that there's a vicious cold going around, that you might die if you, you know, have 0.002 chance of dying. Now, all of a sudden, they trust vaccines and pharma, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's insane. It really is. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Parler being suspended from the Google Play Store tonight, saying that Google claiming that Parler is allowing people to post things that they say are inciting violence. Quote, in order to protect user safety on Google Play, our longstanding policies require that apps displaying user-generated content have moderation policies and enforcement that removes egregious content, like posts that incite violence. All developers...
Any questioning of an election now.
All right, I want to know how...
We haven't seen the post.
How are they going to apply this to web browsers?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's exactly what they're saying, right? You know, if you can connect to user-generated content, okay, any server out there, right?
I presume Parler has a website. So couldn't you just go on the Chrome browser to the Parler
You
website?
Could. Yeah. You can. I'm sure. Yeah. And this is the other problem. It's like, why would it be banned from the App Store, but it wouldn't be banned in, like, why is there not a blacklist in the browser that comes with, you know, Android?
Don't give them ideas. I mean, haven't thought of that one yet, apparently.
Google Chrome, even.
I mean,
produced
seriously.
By Google itself.
Right.
Google doesn't have a blacklist.
Google needs to be banned, you know.
Google
needs to ban itself, and so does Apple, because neither of them have a blacklist in their own browsers.
That'd be nice. They say here, all developers agree to these terms, and we have reminded Parler of this clear policy in recent months. We're aware of continued posting in the Parler app that seeks to incite ongoing violence in the U.S. We recognize that there can be reasonable debate about content policies, that it can be difficult for apps to immediately remove all violative content, but for us to distribute an app through Google Play, we do require that apps implement robust moderation for egregious content. In light of this ongoing and urgent public safety threat, we are suspending the app's listings from the Play Store until it addresses these issues.
I think that they should also suspend anyone who carries statements from the government justifying war, because nothing is more encouraging of violence than, for example, the lies that were told to justify the invasion of Iraq.
Right.
And I think that everyone who lied to justify the invasion of Iraq should be banned from Facebook, Twitter, and every other social media outlet in the world.
I don't agree with that, but I will say
these are government officials. They don't have rights.
Well, I will say that, you know, the policy should be equally enforced, right? Like, that would make sense.
It
is dangerous to not equally enforce, you know, laws and rules and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, because basically we've got rules for the right and none for the left.
Right, they're only
against... can incite violence on behalf of Black Lives Matter, and I support Black Lives Matter, don't get me wrong, but I can go out and say that was great that Black Lives Matter burned down that fire station, but I can't say that it was great that somebody on the right did the same thing.
You can't even say less than that. You can't even say that you were in, what was it?
Nancy Pelosi's
office.
Right.
You know, and that's not even relating to, the whole, the whole riot, basically, that occurred.
Yeah. That's, wow.
According to the story here, Parler is no longer available in Google Play. This is Engadget reporting. Though, if you've previously installed the app, you can continue to use it. So, if you can acquire the app somehow through, like, an APK download.
I'm sure you can download it directly from Parler.
If they haven't put it on their front page, they should.
If you go to Parler's website, you could probably download it, and that's what I would suggest people do. Although, I'm not suggesting people use Parler.
I will probably go download Parler just on general principle.
I would go and switch to a decentralized platform. You know, go look at Mastodon. I don't know what else is out there as far as, you know,
what are the best Mastodon servers? There's Gab. There's Libertad.
I wouldn't call that one of the best.
Oh, I would. It looks great. Have you been to that site?
I've been to it. I had an account on it, and
I've got one there.
I just don't enjoy it.
I mean, that doesn't mean I have to spend time there. Like,
So
I can post there without spending time there, right? I have an automated system through IFTTT where if I post a thing on my Telegram channel and then it shoots it out to Mastodon, shoots it to Libertad, which is a Mastodon instance for libertarians. It shoots it to Gab just because I don't want it to just be on Libertad. I want it to be on, like, more than one Mastodon.
Well, anybody who subscribes to your feed should get it, regardless of what host
they're
on.
They can subscribe directly to my Telegram channel.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's another way. Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Telegram's not decentralized or federated.
No, but what feed were you talking about?
Your Mastodon feed.
I have two of them. So there's one on.
So they can subscribe to that, and it doesn't matter what node they're on or what server they're connected to.
If Libertad goes down, then that's gone.
Yeah.
And Liberdon had an issue recently where it was all messed up.
Sure.
Something was wrong.
Sure, but if somebody is on other servers, as long as your node stays up, right? As long as you're
that's
not
what I'm
on
saying.
A node
if
that
Liberdon
goes
down,
yeah.
That's why I'm I shoot it to two different Mastodon servers. So I shoot it to Gab, which is a Mastodon server, and to Liberdon. So if Liberdon goes down, all my posts are still over on Gab, and vice versa.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Right?
There are a lot of people also who don't federate with, not only don't federate with Gab, but won't federate with anybody who does federate with Gab.
Yeah, I don't know. So I know our servers are not blocking Gabs, and I have tried it and subscribed. I created an account on Gab just to test it, and you can subscribe to our feed if you're on Gab.
That's because you haven't disconnected from them.
Right, that's true.
By default, you're connected to them, from what I understand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to choose to break the bonds.
Right.
603-283-6160. Apple also threatened to ban Parler if the company doesn't rein in violent threats, and the news tonight is that they have. Now, we have no way of verifying it because no one in the studio has Apple, so we can't go in.
We will have Apple.
Right?
We
can't go
position.
And check that.
I mean, I do have a Droid, and obviously Google has banned them, but I can go other places, download that APK, and run it if I so desire. But Apple has everything so locked down that you don't own your Apple. Apple owns your Apple. They're letting you use it so long as you use it the way they want you to use it.
Here's what Parler CEO John Matzie said about this happening. He said that looks like Parler is not effectively moderating and removing content that encourages illegal activity. He said further that the iPhone maker gave him 24 hours to create a, quote, moderation improvement plan. He said he previously said that he disagrees with Apple's moderation practices, saying, quote, apparently they believe Parler is responsible for all user-generated content on Parler.
That's
therefore,
insane.
By the same logic, Apple must be responsible for all actions taken by their phones. Parler, so he's not happy about it. It doesn't sound like he's going to be bending to their will. So
I hope he doesn't. But
if he does, I'll be skeptical. His profit is. I mean, if you get to where you can't question the outcome of an election, you can't trust. You can't say I don't trust this public official. Or I don't think this person should be in office. Then why would you want to be on their site?
The only way this changes is if people stand up to the bullies. All right, that's the only way this is going to change.
Some of them are actually suggesting violence. Somebody said, "Get the firing squads ready." Pence goes first.
But that's not your fault as the developer of the Parler app. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, let people be held responsible for their own statements. But these companies do not believe in free speech. They believe they get to decide, and it's very scary stuff.
Absolutely.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. Or call us through our Matrix server. Go to chat.lrn.fm to learn how. It's Free Talk Live. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.